Hello everybody, how are you? We are thankful to the anchor.fm to make this podcast possible. You are listening Study Max channel on anchor.fm. This channel is devoted to biology, so it is very important for biology students. Please subscribe this channel and press the bell icon. Thank you.
What is meant by monosporic development of female gametophyte? The answer is, the female gametophyte or the embryo sac develops from a single functional megaspore. This is known as monosporic development of female gametophyte. And the most flowering plant, a single megaspore mother cell present at the micropylar pore of the nucleus region of the ovule undergo meiosis to produce 4 haploid megaspore. Later, out of these 4 megaspore, only one functional megaspore develop in the female gametophyte, while the remaining 3 degenerate. Explain the 7-celled, 8-nucleate nature of the female gametophyte. Answer. The female gametophyte developed from the single functional megaspore. This megaspore undergo 3 successive mitotic divisions to form 8-nucleate embryo sac. The first mitotic division is the megaspore from 2 nuclei. One nucleus moves toward the micropylar end, while the other nucleus moves toward the chalazal end. When these nuclei divide at their respective end and redivide to form 8 nucleate stage, as a result, there are 4 nuclei which at both the end, at the micropylar and at the chalazal end of the embryo sac. At the micropylar end, out of 4 nuclei, only 3 differentiated into 2 synergid and 1 egg cell. Together, they are known as the egg apparatus. Similarly, at the chalazal end, 3 out of 4 nuclei differentiate at the antipodal cell. The remaining 2 cells move toward the center, as known as the polar nuclei, which are situated in a large central cell. Hence, at a maturity, the female gametophyte appear as a 7-cell structure, though it has 8 nucleate. Now, the next question is, what are chasmogamous flowers? Can cross-pollination occur in cleistogamous flowers? Give reason for your answer. There are 2 types of flower present in the plant, namely oxalis and viola. Chasmogamous and cleistogamous flowers. Chasmogamous flowers have exposed anther and stigma similar to the flower of the other species. Cross-pollination cannot occur in cleistogamous flowers. This is because cleistogamous flowers never open at all. All the anther and the stigma lie close to each other in these flowers. Hence, only self-pollination is possible in the cleistogamous flowers. Next question is, mention 2 strategies evolved to prevent the self-pollination in flower. Answer. Self-pollination involve the transfer of pollen from the stem of the pistil of the same flower. 2 strategies that have evolved to prevent the self-pollination are as. First, in certain plants, the stigma of the flower has the capacity to prevent the germination of pollen grain and hence prevent the growth of the pollen tube. It is the genetic mechanism to prevent self-pollination called self incompatibility. Incompatibility may be between individuals of the same species or between the individuals of the different species. Thus, incompatibility prevents breeding. In some plants, the gynoecium mature before the androecium or vice versa. This phenomena is known as the protogamy. This prevents the pollen from coming in the contact with the stigma of the same flower. Now the next question is, what is self-incompatibility? Answer: self-incompatibility is genetic mechanism in angiosperm that prevents self-pollination. It develops specific genetic incompatibility between the individual of the same species or between the individual of the different species. The plant which exhibit this phenomena have the ability to prevent germination of pollen grain and thus prevent the growth of the pollen tube on the stigma of the flower. This prevent the fusion of the gamete along with the development of the embryo. As a result, no seed formation take place.
To listen such podcast, please follow us on Anchor, and if you like, then share your friend and press the bell icon. Thank you.